This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's right, Baron Swearingen, former president of the Free State Project. And we almost never say those words on the air any longer here at Free Talk Live.
It's ancient history now.
We've got our own thing. It's the Cyrus Society. It's like Free State Project, only with cocaine and hookers.
Oh, boy.
So, normally, we just get right into the phone calls and that sort of thing.
But we have a special guest tonight, and I know you guys were excited. It's Perry Willis from Downsize DC. Perry, are you there?
I am here.
And, Perry, what happened was, normally we don't do interviews on Free Talk Live, so I was reading your blog posts. You have a series of blog posts you've been putting out and just sort of tracking empire and the growth of empire with in U.S. history. And I thought it was just so good that I wanted to talk to you about it on the air. Can you kind of bring us up to speed, just sort of, where does this premise start?
Well, I have long been concerned whenever I hear politicians or other people say that soldiers died for our freedom, because my reading of history told me that, well, that's certainly probably what most soldiers wanted to fight and die for, but that's not actually how politicians used them. So I've been saying to people for years, if you look at each of the U.S. wars and interventions and you ask yourself three questions about each one, did it defend freedom? Did it make America more secure? Did it make the world a better place or a worse place? The answer almost every single time to all of those questions is no.
I imagine so, the first thing that people think of when they think of that is World War II. I mean, World War II, especially once Saving Private Ryan came out, really became the good war, right?
Yes, yes. That is the poster child for the idea that you can intervene in the world and have a good result.
Right. I mean, look at Japan and look at Germany right now. I mean, these economies are flourishing. Relations with the U.S. are great. I mean, you know, the fact that Dresden was bombed into oblivion doesn't seem to matter at all.
Well, I think that there are definitely some good things that came out of World War II. But I think if you look at all the positives and negatives, it's kind of a draw on both for the war as a whole. I think it's kind of really a negative outcome.
Well, before we get into World War II, where did it all start? Because I think that that's obviously World War II. There would be no World War II without World War I. There's a reason they call it World War II. So where did it all start?
I actually think that it starts early in American history, because pretty much all of our 19th century wars were wars of conquest. And it really gets ramped up in the wrong direction in the Spanish-American War, where we decided to conquer ourselves an empire. We said we were doing it to free the Spanish colonies, but in fact we kept those colonies for ourselves, and we had to fight a brutal war in the Philippines to conquer the Philippines.
Yeah, the Filipinos didn't seem to want freedom exactly the way we were going to deliver it, did they?
They did not want our version of freedom. They thought they could do it without us, and we were determined that they were not going to be allowed to do that. And that kind of served as a model for the Japanese. When they decided to create their own empire, you know, they were modeling us. They were modeling the Brits. They were modeling the French. But it's even worse than that, because Theodore Roosevelt, who was the man responsible for the Philippines War, was urging the Japanese to form their own empire. And he even gave them their first imperial victim, which was the country of Korea. On November 28th, 1905, he closed the U.S. Embassy in Korea and told the Japanese to come in and take it. And they did.
Did they come in and take Korea or to take the embassy?
Korea.
Huh.
So that was the beginning of the Japanese Empire. Teddy Roosevelt was actually the co-founder of the Japanese Empire.
It's interesting. So, I didn't learn that in high school.
No, they don't teach you a lot of this stuff in high school. And that was one of the things that, you know, I had this certain idea in my head from my high school education about what our history was. And when I started reading real history books by real historians, you just sat there with your jaw dropping because of all the things that you weren't told until you read this book. And that was one of them, that Teddy Roosevelt was a co-founder of Japanese Empire.
So one of the disputes of this idea is going to be, well, what about what happened at Nanking, right? The rape of Nanking is a terrible event of which, you know, we are constantly reminded whenever World War II is brought up. How do you defend that?
I don't defend it. I think it was horrible. I think the Japanese Empire that Teddy Roosevelt helped start was horrible. But I think there's a mistake that U.S. politicians and the American people, and politicians in general, not just in the U.S., but around the world, they make it again and again and again. They look at a conflict and they say, okay, there must be a good side to this conflict, and we'll pick the good guys against the bad guys. And certainly Japan were bad guys. But Chiang Kai-shek, the ruler of China, was also a bad guy. R.J. Rummel, the professor who's the expert at murder by government, calculated that Chiang Kai-shek government, independent of war deaths, had murdered 10 million people.
10 million?
The Japanese had only 10 million, yes.
That's more. He beat Stalin and Hitler.
Not quite. No?
Yeah, Stalin and Hitler actually have more. But yeah,
did you include war?
I'm not sure. Maybe Hitler doesn't. But
okay.
Of course, okay. Chiang Kai-shek had a lot more Chinese to kill. But anyway you line it up, he was not a good guy. But this is who FDR decided we were going to help. And so he put some embargoes in place against the Japanese, which were going to cripple their economy, and that basically provoked the attack on Pearl Harbor, and suddenly we were in a war with Japan.
That's a quick move from the invasion of Korea to the United States putting an embargo. What happened in between there, between the Roosevelts? So Teddy Roosevelt basically hands over Korea. FDR puts up an embargo against Japan. What happened in between?
Yeah, well, what happens in between in the Pacific side of things is that Japan goes on from Korea to invade Manchuria and then China. They were going to bring China into their empire, which they called the Greater Asian Co-Prosperity Sphere. That was their euphemism for their empire. So after Korea, their targets were Manchuria and China. And so that's where the Japanese drive for empire stands at the time FDR comes into office.
Hadn't even really gotten that far.
No, well, they've been fighting in China in Manchuria for some time, for quite a few years. So that part of World War II actually way precedes, you know, Hitler and the invasion of Poland and all that.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't know if you want to go back to World War I.
I want to follow this all the way through. Yeah.
So World War I.
Yeah, but Japan was on the right side in World War I, right?
Yes. Yeah, because they wanted to be, you know, buddies with the other empires like Britain and the U.S. and France. So they were on our side in World War I. But the World War I basically comes about because there's a bunch of alliances that are supposed to prevent the war from happening. But what really happens is that the alliances cause everybody to go to war, and it becomes a world war.
Right, right.
So Wilson says to the American people, be neutral in deed as well as in thought about this war, because there's nothing at stake here. There's nothing that involves us. Good advice. But he didn't follow the advice himself. Almost from day one, he favored the larger empires, which were Britain, France, and Russia.
Well,
that's one of the things that
like
think we don't get.
Shipping was basically impossible to the Central Powers because of, you know, the British Navy.
That's right. The British blockaded U.S. trade with Germany. And so that's what caused the Germans to start sinking our shipping. And they waited a long time before they started doing it. They waited till they were desperate.
Yeah, they wanted to not do it, but the fact was that the U.S. kept on shipping arms to the Allies, and, hey, you know, I mean, there's money to be made.
Lusitania held a lot of
arms.
Germany
was losing the war because we were preferentially funding and supplying the larger empires. I think this is a very important point because we tend to view the Germans through the lens of World War II and think that they're, you know, the World War I Germans were like the World War II Germans. They weren't.
Harry, hold on just a second, if you would. Just hold the line. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your guns.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. What we're talking to Perry Willis from Downsize DC, and he's got a series of blog posts out that I've been reading, and I asked him to come on and talk about essentially the rise of empire and the U.S.'s place in all of that. It's not that, you know, I certainly don't hate America or anything, but we need to look at history and look at it with an honest eye and see what see where the U.S. falls in on these things. It's Mark with you.
And Varen.
And Chris.
Varen Swearingen, former president of the Free State Project, sitting in with us this evening. Guys, feel free to ask any questions. I know you guys haven't read the same blog post that I have.
Yeah, but I got a quick one kind of going to the subject we were just talking about, and just a question for Perry.
Perry on?
Yep.
Perry, can you hear me?
I can.
Excellent.
All right. Hey, just a quick question, and this is Chris. I've read a couple conflicting... They're not really conflicting. They agree with your point of view, but the question of whether Wilson wanted to get us into World War I, there is a premise that says he was anxious to begin work on the League of Nations, his view of a sort of one world government. And then the other side, which was Wilson was being pushed very hard by Wall Street and the big banks. And
Republicans.
Yeah. But specifically by the banking industry to get in so they could make their money selling to both sides. Do you have any thought on that or comments or ideas?
I don't quite remember where he becomes fixated on the idea of the League of Nations, and I don't quite remember what influence that may have had on his policies. But I do think that he was very much an Anglophile, and it is also definitely true that as the war goes on, and the bankers are more and more tied up financially with the British and the French, mm-hmm. that they start pressuring.
Anglophilia was a very real thing at the turn of the last century. Many times these rich railroad barons would marry daughters off to barons and dukes in England just so mm-hmm. they could have titles.
Correct.
And this was a very real thing.
And that's kind of how we get Winston Churchill, of course, because his mother was an American.
Oh yeah, well,
yeah. So
I didn't know that.
It was a real thing, and I also think a lot of this is just kind of accidental. It was easier to go along with the British blockade than it was to resist it, and so he resisted a little, but not much. I think his great flaw was not explaining to the American people that because of the British blockade, if we keep arming Britain and France, eventually Germany's going to start sinking our ships. So we're either going to have to stop the trade or we're going to have to endure the fact that they're going to sink our ships. I don't think that it justified war because we were clearly favoring Britain and France. Well, Germany just did what we would have done under similar circumstances.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a favoring, but, I would say that it was, the circumstances favored Britain and France, and the U.S. Didn't do anything about that. It didn't stand stalwartly on the side of the Central Powers, that's for certain. But every time you bring up history, there's other people have different views of history.
Sure.
You're going to have many vociferous disputes about these things, and so I bring in James from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live. James, can you hear me?
Yeah, when somebody has a different view of history, often that means because the one person's right and the other person is completely wrong, Minister Edge. And anybody that actually is speaking of blowback and war, that actually would say...
Do you have a question for our guest, Perry Willis?
No, I'm making a statement first, and then I should like to comment on Perry.
Well, if you make a statement, then you're going to have me rebut it. So just let's.
I'm fine with being rebutted. I like to respond to rebuts as well. That's how you have a conversation instead of interrupting somebody that's trying to speak, because this person couldn't disagree with you more about blowback and about saying that the fact of the matter is the people in the Pentagon deserved it. Anybody who believes that actually does have some hatred in his heart for his country, and I don't have any respect for such a human being.
No, I have not.
I know, Perry. You're talking to somebody that has. And Perry, you're the only people to blame for Japanese actions in China are the Japs, not Woodrow Wilson or Theodore Roosevelt or anybody else. And the shame of Nanking
is the main people to blame. I agree.
And the shame of Nanking when 300,000 people, if you take Chinese estimates as being correct, are only 40,000, as the Japs like to claim they only murdered. The shame of Nanking is the civilized world stood by, watched it happen, and did nothing, because it didn't happen overnight, and they didn't kill 200,000 people by machete overnight. They did it over a course of months. And again, the civilized world...
I completely agree with you that Japan is primarily to blame. Completely agree.
They're 100% to blame. There were they were the originalizing group.
You don't think that's a mitigating factor, James, that the Chinese ruler had killed millions?
What Chiang Kai-shek was trying to accomplish in China has nothing, again, to do with the fact that the Japanese invaded Manchuria in 1931 and got away with it for years.
But let me ask you this, James. How come it is okay? Listen, James. So the Chinese ruler kills millions.
I didn't say it was okay.
Okay. No, I didn't say it was okay. The Chinese ruler kills millions. The Japanese come in, fight a war, and it's bad. The
Japanese came in previous to Chiang Kai-shek.
The Americans kill tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of Japanese by dropping a bomb on Japan,
yep.
And that's good. Why?
I didn't say it was good.
Oh.
I didn't use those words. You are. But if you want me to defend those actions, being in the concept of a time and an age that you and I didn't live, it accomplished its end objective to end the evil empire of Japan, which it took way more than just a few bombs, unfortunately, to close it down. But again, I want to respond to this word that somebody used.
Well, Perry. James, before we go on, you ran a huge monologue here. I'd like Perry to have something.
Right. Thanks. Go ahead.
Well, I don't actually disagree with very much that he's saying. I don't actually think it has a lot to do with my thesis. My thesis is actually very simple.
And the simple
is? There was no good side in that war, and our intervention in it didn't achieve a good result, because what we ended up with was North Korea and Red China.
Don't forget, sir,
may I respond to that then?
Yeah, go right ahead, James. That's why you're on.
Because, there was another good war that happened in Korea 7 years after that. And I'm not happy with the results of World War II. I believe that Truman should have shot Stalin in the head once the Potsdam Conference had been resolved and Japan was on its last legs. There are many things I would have wished happened in World War II that didn't. The rise of communist China being a result of our support of Chiang Kai-shek and a bunch of Chinese hating our sassafrases, I wish I could change. I can't. It happened.
I think you and I have been trying quite a bit, actually.
What I would like to respond to something I did take offense to, Perry, that you said, no disrespect, I'm just saying, when you said we provoked Japan with our embargo of what they needed most, of black gold, which was their life's blood to keep their evil empire genocidal regime in mass murdering business, that's why we were blockading Japan, because they were an evil regime, not because of bankers or anybody like that, or any nefarious politicians in Washington. But Korea was a good war, and it achieved the three things you were speaking of.
Good war.
Perry, thank you.
Thanks for the call, James. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. We're talking to Perry Willis from Downsize DC about factors that led to basically World War II and modern day, you know, how we see, you know, what the world looks like today. I mean, these things don't just pop out of nowhere. You know, factors lead up to it. And I think that it's fascinating stuff, because some of the topics that have been addressed here are sort of things that I'd never heard of before. I didn't know that Theodore Roosevelt sort of told the Japanese to invade Korea. Not that necessarily, that doesn't absolve them of their responsibility in the situation, but it's an interesting and mitigating factor. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to tell you real quick about GetCell411.com. Ride sharing just went totally free market with Cell 411. Uber and Lyft have never allowed their drivers the freedom to choose their own rates and payment methods, like silver or Bitcoin, but Cell 411 does. That means competition among drivers for rates. Plus, there's no barriers to entry for drivers, no background checks, no insurance requirements. Don't worry, there's a driver and a rider rating system in place in order to ensure good behavior. If you're too scared for free market ride sharing, then stick with the mega corporations. But if you're ready to save some money as a rider or have the freedom to run your own business as a driver, then Cell 411 is for you. Plus, Cell 411 already has an installed user base of potential drivers, because it's been long been the best app for decentralized emergency alerts since its creation in 2015. Cell 411 just keeps on getting better, and it's free. So, You should go get it now, whether you want it for its amazing ability to alert your family and friends to emergencies or its brand new free market ride sharing features. Download it for free at GetCell411.com or your Google or Apple App Store. It's GetCell411.com. Go back to Perry Willis from Downsize DC. Perry, can you hear me? Yeah, so you didn't get a chance to respond to James's thoughts on the Korean War there, and I just wanted to sort of recap. The suggestion there is, I think, what James is trying to say, and believe me, unless I quote him, I have committed an evil and horrendous act. But essentially what I believe he's saying is that those countries are responsible for their actions. Nothing the United States did is, as a mitigating factor, counts. And, the Korea was a good war. World War II was a good war. What are your thoughts?
I think I agree with him. Japan is responsible for its actions. I also think that we're responsible for our actions. And if, as we did...
My actions weren't
together,
Teddy Roosevelt's, though. I mean, what's your argument to that? I got nothing to do with Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. I thank you for correcting me. I misspoke. Teddy Roosevelt is guilty for what he did. and so that started Korea down this bad path. And Harry S. Truman is guilty for what he did, which, as far as I'm concerned, he co-founded North Korea.
Right.
Because at the end of World War II, he invited the Soviet Union to occupy the northern half of Korea. And that's why we have North Korea today.
Why did he
I cannot
why
imagine
did he do
a
that?
More brain dead thing to do.
Did
well,
you, yes?
because the way our so called leaders fought the World War II was so simple minded. And they said, okay, Stalin is our ally, so we're gonna need help garrisoning Korea after Japan surrenders because we won't be able to get their troops there in time. So we'll ask the Soviet Union to do it for us. It was so naive, so stupid. Of course he did. He was happy to do it.
It was Uncle Joe. Yeah. He was just trying to be helpful.
You know, World War II is a fascinating... I mean, if you boil it down, the idea that all the nations of the world get together to fight a homicidal madman attempting to take over half the planet and kill millions of people. So in the process, what do? They empower a homicidal madman to occupy half the world and kill millions of people.
Right.
I mean, you know, talk about a complete and utter failure.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that's the problem with the European theater, is that we made an alliance with Stalin.
I heard someone...
Poland, the invasion of Poland is what starts World War II. Well, it wasn't just Hitler that invaded Poland. Stalin did it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't Great Britain declare war on Stalin? Why did we ally ourselves with Stalin? And we gave him all sorts of material aid that essentially he used to conquer Eastern Europe. We gave him that aid without any stipulations about what the post-war world would look like.
I heard someone recently, this is Varen, and by the way, Perry, I just wanted to say hello from the Swearingen clan. It's kind of ironic, I'm not normally on the show here, and you're here tonight, so hello from all of us.
It's been a long time, it's good to hear your voice.
Yes, likewise. I had someone recently make a comment that I overheard that drew a parallel between that situation and our present decision, you know, a few days ago with this election, and Christians who have allied themselves with Donald Trump, and then, back in the World War II days, allying themselves with Stalin. And ironically, the comment was in support of that, which absolutely baffled me, that, well, had we not done that, then Hitler something, something, something. And that just blew my mind.
Yeah, it blows my mind, too, because Hitler was occupying a large part of the Soviet Union at the time we allied with Stalin.
But certainly.
And so Stalin had every incentive to want to make a deal with us in order to get our aid.
Yeah,
and instead of trying to make that deal, we just gave him whatever he wanted.
And the aftermath of Stalin's record was worse than Hitler's, and that's what really, really amazed me about that comment.
Yeah, so here's how I judge the European theater. We did not primarily defeat Hitler, because by the time we landed at Normandy, the Germans had been in retreat ever since Stalingrad,
right.
Nearly a year and a half before. The main thing that we did by intervening in Europe was to keep Stalin from rolling all the way to the English Channel.
That much is true, but there was a lot of supplies that were sent from the Allies to Stalin and in order to keep him going. It's a good possibility that Hitler would have gotten his Lebensraum if those supplies... I mean, it was close in Stalingrad,
right.
And I would presume that any factor that didn't go Stalin's way would have then resulted in the fall of Stalingrad and, Hitler going basically as far as he wanted. Not that I would say that that would necessarily have been a terrible thing for, as far as the Soviet Union went, obviously its people it would be a terrible thing, but the Soviet Union itself didn't do anything great for its people.
It's possible. We can't run an experiment to see. There are lots of books that have been written, kind of war gaming different scenarios. And in most of the ones I've read, Hitler loses pretty much no matter what happens.
Oh, he had to fight a war on two sides. I mean,
right.
You know, what else?
Yeah, he loses to the Soviet Union pretty much independent of. But of course, these are just war games on paper by officers. You know, so maybe the real world outcome would have been different. But the main thing I would say is that essentially by helping Stalin the way we did, we allowed him to conquer Eastern Europe. Now, maybe we couldn't have prevented that, but it's certainly the case that we didn't even try.
Right.
So the good effect that we had by basically saving Western Europe from Stalin was counteracted by the bad effect of helping him to conquer Eastern Europe. So I look at the European theater and I look at the Pacific theater, and I see both as kind of zero-sum things.
Yeah,
but the key thing is that none of this would have happened if we hadn't have intervened in World War I in the first place.
And, as you point out, also hadn't given Japan an example of empire, an encouragement for empire. It's likely, possibly, that they would not have gone off and done what they did. There are long-standing disputes between Japan and China, and to cut out the late 19th century and early on up to the mid-20th century and just look at that as though that's just its own piece is ridiculous. I mean,
absolutely. It's entirely possible that absent our participation that they would have done all the bad things that they went ahead and did.
Right.
But at least in that case, we would not have been complicit in it.
Right. Yeah. And it's not like the idea of empire was a new thing when we started doing it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Japan,
that's right. They had plenty of other models to follow.
Japan remembered clearly Genghis Khan's invasion, from China, Mongolia's invasion into Japan. I mean, they remembered it clearly. Perry, if you'll hold the line, 855-450-3733. Your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Konica, the German shepherd that I rescued, was stinky, skinny, and scrawny, full of skin rashes and scratching. And I started feeding Konica Dynavite, and he became such a happier, itch-free, stink-free dog that I dug deeper into the website.
DINOVITE.com.
What if in addition to Dynavite, we do the raw beef and the egg diet and see what happens? Forget all these 50-pound bags, the formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways. This dog's as close to a wolf as you can get. They're carnivores. With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and Super Omega on top of it, it just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit. It's unbelievable. Hey, if you're thinking about rescuing a dog, you got to start them out on Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. 855, you got me, Darren. 450-3733. We're talking about with Perry Willis from Downsize DC. Got him on the line here. Bring him back. We're talking about sort of what caused the world as we see it today and conflicts throughout the 19th century into the 20th century. And there's, sort of wrapping this up, Perry, there's something that you wrote at the bottom of one of your blog posts here about this discussion. I found them very useful. People can find them at downsizeddc.org. Is that the best way to find them?
Yep, they're the main articles on the blog there right now.
And it's a set of them. You're going to want to read them all. And as far as I'm concerned, this is my endorsement. Please read them. They're great. It gives you a perspective on the shape of the world as it is today that you would not otherwise have. But I like this little bit, and I'm going to read it, and you can chime in on any part of this that you're interested in. It says, imagine a world where U.S. politicians had set a good example for the Japanese by not conquering an empire themselves. Imagine a world where Teddy Roosevelt did not encourage Japan to create an empire. Imagine a world where Teddy Roosevelt did encourage Japan to be peaceful. Because one thing that probably didn't get mentioned, I don't even think got mentioned in your articles, and this is worth pointing out, Japan was its own sort of island nation that was very closed. And it was the U.S. that rolled in some of, weapons of war like the Japanese had never seen before. These huge man-of-war ships. Pulled them into the harbor, and I don't know where it was. Kyoto? Or it could have been Tokyo. It must have been Kyoto.
I think it was Tokyo.
Okay. Tokyo. Yep. You may know better than I. And said, hey, take a look at our big bad ships, and just to let you know, you're going to have this port open to U.S. trade. There was one port open to German trade for a while there, but it's sort of historically insignificant. You're going to have this port open to U.S. trade, or we're going to come back and wage war on you. And that was it. You got 1 year. and the U.S. left and came back. So this is a very, this shakes up the empire in a way that, you know, was very surprising. And, yeah, they capitulated. Sure, you're open. But they began to attempt very, very hard to assimilate the U.S.'s ways. They assimilated dress and, ways to coif their hair and all this stuff. They got it from the Americans because they decided these guys are, the people we're going to emulate.
Yep, that's right. We went in at gunpoint and opened them up. It's a very important point.
And I can only imagine that that has a, that there's some sort of, there's consequences for that action.
Yes.
Going on, imagine a world where Teddy Roosevelt did not betray Korea. Imagine a world where the Japanese did not conquer Korea or invade China. Imagine a world where there was no Pearl Harbor attack and no North Korea or Red China. Would you rather live in that world or the world that Teddy Roosevelt helped to create in our reality?
Yeah, there's no guarantee that list of imaginary things would have ended up with that result. But certainly they had a better chance to reach that result than what happened in the real world.
Yeah, those are the things all those things occurred, and the result was what the result was. And
Yes. All
I try to do here when I look at, all I try to do when I look at history is, hey, maybe there's something to learn here. Go ahead.
I think that there is something to learn, and what we need to learn is you shouldn't aggress against other people. It has bad consequences.
Let me do my best to play a little devil's advocate here for you. The Germans and the Japanese, these people are our allies now, clearly beating them into the dust, killing hundreds of thousands of people was a good thing because look at the good stuff. Shouldn't we emulate that in our wars today? Hasn't the United States been pussyfooting around in Vietnam, Afghanistan, maybe Grenada? Maybe we should have bombed some people in Grenada. I'm not exactly sure. They'd regret that. whomever it is, doesn't this set forward a framework for how you should fight a war? Bomb them into dust, and then they will love you.
Yeah, well, I fully endorse the idea that some of these wars had some good results. Don't have any problem with that argument. What I think, though, is that you need to look at the totality of the evidence, the totality of all of the consequences, not just cherry-pick the positive ones, but put in the negative ones, too. And I think if you do that, it's just very clear that all the interventions we did in the 20th century didn't work. They didn't make things better. They didn't make us more secure. They didn't defend freedom. They didn't make the world a better place. They made it profoundly worse. I wish that wasn't true. I wish that we could, because I believe in defensive use of force, and I believe that I can use defensive force to defend others.
Mm-hmm.
Theoretically, I believe in intervention. But the historical record tells us that tax-funded, coercive, politically managed intervention doesn't work. It renders bad results on balance.
So what do you make
of...
So what do you make of, and this is another devil's advocate, I guess, follow-up, what do you make of the argument that since World War II, there's been, violence and war and so on and so forth, but when you add up the real fatalities, it has plummeted significantly, and despite the never-ending media coverage of wars around the world today, the world is actually a significant safer place than it really has ever been before.
I agree, and I think it's very hopeful, and what I make of it is that we're moving in the right direction, and I want to hasten that and make it go even further, because war really hasn't served us well.
Yeah, this is one thing that, when I think about the Vikings, these guys basically, they planted their crops, went to war, came home, assuming they came home, and harvested them. I mean, this was how it was done for hundreds, centuries, and I'm just thinking about the Vikings, but this happened all over Europe. I couldn't tell you how they're doing it in the rest of the world, but I specialized looking at those sorts of things, and it was just the thing you did was find those neighbors you want to fight with and do it every single year.
For most of human history, wealth was based on land, and there was a finite amount of land. So if you wanted to become wealthier, the only way you could do that is by taking your neighbor's land. Well, in the 19th century especially, we broke from that pattern because we learned how to create wealth that wasn't associated, that wasn't dependent on land. And, you know, that's the Industrial Revolution and free trade and all of the things that created our modern world. So there's this great division between the world of the past, where to get wealthier, you have to conquer your neighbor's land, and the world of today, where to get wealthy, what you want to do is serve your fellow man.
Yeah. When I look at, you know, some history, I'm looking at sort of the Gilded Age, that sort of thing. I look at, you know, 1860 to 1880, this 20-year period, real wages doubled in the U.S. People, in 1820, 85% of the U.S. population lived below the poverty line. Poverty is the natural state of man, and only what we call capitalism today or the Industrial Revolution or free trade or whatever terminology you wish to slap on it, that's the only thing that's been able to drag the average person out of poverty. However, at that same time, we were also sloughing off the ideas of slavery and these sorts of things. And so you had these big fights between labor and management over, I mean, management was literally killing labor over them refusing to work in some cases. And that's, you know, that looks remarkably like a master and a slave. Even though they were getting paid and they, you know, could presumably quit, it's all very sort of strange thing. The tension in that that late 19th century period, it shaped much of the political thought. The reason that we have these interventionist governments we have today were philosophers like Marx, who came up with socialism, labor theory of value, these sorts of things.
Yeah, it's been a transition, right? We did it one way for thousands of years, and we've only been doing it this way for 200 years. And during that 200 years, it's been a big transition process. And we did exactly as you say. We had to work out a lot of things, and we're still working them out. And I think that libertarianism, voluntarism, is the path to go even more in the good direction we've been going.
Perry,
and I think
how can people find out more about your writings and what you're doing over there at Downsize DC and the Zero Aggression Project?
Go to downsizedc.org and click on the subscription button and subscribe to our newsletter. And follow us on Facebook, and we'd love to have your participation. And I really appreciate you guys having me on tonight.
Yeah, Perry, thanks so much for your time.
Good to talk to you, Perry.
Perry
Willis.
Have
a good evening.
Yep, downsizedc.org. And you can check him out. If I could just drop that line. 855-450-3733.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride-sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride-sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell411 and get riding.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.